comes the prosecution's star witnesses, the husband and wife team of Melanie and Tim Singer, the two California Highway Patrol officers who initiated the pursuit of Rodney King's car.
As I reached the bottom of the hill, down on the bottom of Summit itself, my vehicle was reading on the display at 115 and bouncing about 115 to 117 miles per hour.
Melanie Singer was the first officer to have contact with King at the scene. Singer describes him as initially uncooperative.
And what happened after he placed his hands on the roof of the car?
When he placed his hands on the roof of the car, the helicopter was overhead. He then looked like he was saying something inside the car, then pointed up at the helicopter itself and began to wave at the helicopter with his right hand, with his left hand still on the top of the roof of the car.
Was he still smiling?
Yes, sir. He was waving and smiling.
And was he smiling or was he laughing? Or what was he doing?
He appeared to be smiling. I didn't hear any chuckles or any outward bursts.
And what happened next?
After he had began to wave at the helicopter, my partner yelled at him, "I told you, get back from the car, get your hands where I can see him, get yourself on the ground."
Now, other than your partner, officer who was issuing commands, had any other officer issued any other commands to the driver?
No, sir.
What happened next?
When he moved away from the car, he propped both of his arms away from the car, down to his sides, and turned his body almost in a north direction away to where his left side was now facing me, to where I could not see his right hand. At that time, I withdrew my weapon, pointed it at the suspect or the driver, told him to get his hands away from his butt. I could not see where his hand was. And at that time, he turned his complete body around to where his rear end was facing me. He grabbed his right buttock with his right hand and shook it at me.
Singer says she approached King with her gun drawn, but LAPD Sergeant Stacy Kuhn stepped in and told her he and the LAPD were taking charge of the situation. She says that's when Kuhn shot King twice with an electric shotgun called a taser.
Then Officer Powell came up to the right of him. In a matter of seconds, he took out his baton. He had it in a power swing and struck the driver right across the top of the cheekbone, splitting his face from the top of his ear to his chin.
Prior to Officer Powell hitting him with the baton, did anyone give the driver any type of commands after this second taser shot that you described?
No, sir.
Was there any reason for the strike to the head by Officer Powell at the time he struck him?
In my opinion, no, sir. There was no reason for it.
Melanie Singer demonstrates the blow she says she saw Lawrence Powell deliver.
On cross-examination,
Officer Powell's attorney, Michael Stone, tries to cast doubt on Singer's observations. Stone grills Singer about the apparent inconsistency between the blows Singer says she saw and the injuries sustained by Rodney King.
Well, you described in your earlier testimony, and then you just reiterated that the skin was split from the ear to the chin, is that right?
Yeah.
She just said yes.
Objection overruled.
And does that appear to be sutured in that photograph?
Pardon, sir?
Does that appear to be sutured in that photograph?
No, sir.
Does it appear to be split in that photograph from the ear to the chin?
No, sir.
Do you have any explanation for that?
I saw what I saw, sir.
Thank you.
Patrol Officer Tim Singer, partner and husband of Melanie Singer, takes the stand. He identifies the defendant, Lawrence Powell.
This is referring to Mr. Powell. Where did Mr. Powell strike Mr. King with the baton?
The right side of his head, above the ear.
What happened then?
Mr. King continued towards me, and Officer Powell delivered another blow.
The thought came through my mind, how can he do this?
When you mean he, who are you referring to?
Officer Powell.
And what was Mr. Powell doing that you were referring to?
Striking Mr. King in the head.
And what was it about this, or what did you think about this?
Well, I knew it was against CHP policy to strike someone in the head, and results could be deadly. So I just knew it was wrong. So that's exactly what went through my mind. How can you be doing this? All right.
Thank you very much, sir. I have nothing further, Your Honor.
While the Singers are the only two eyewitness officers that the prosecution could produce to testify for the state, they do help establish its central premise, that the juror should literally believe their eyes and let the video speak for itself.